We continue our series this morning on the journey of wellness in Indian country. We've been looking at a lot of the divisions and the gulfs between native life ways and modern conditions in the larger community, perhaps. Today, we're going to look at some of the ways that Native perspectives and cultural practices are being integrated to improve the health of Native communities. Our guest this morning is Dr. Michelle Johnson Jennings. She is an enrolled member of the Choctaw Nation in Oklahoma. She is tenure-track faculty at the College of Pharmacy at the U of M, and she is the founding co-director of the Research for Indigenous Community Health. Michelle, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Nice to have you in the studios this morning. Tell us a little bit about, you've been doing a lot of work to understand how Native philosophies and social patterns and values can be integrated into healthcare to help Native patients in their communities. Can you talk about that a little bit and maybe give us some examples so we can see how that works to better serve these communities?
Yes, I'd be happy to. Thank you. I think, first of all, I should probably back up and give a context of how we approach research within Indigenous communities, myself personally, and as well with the Rich Center. To begin with, our tribal ancestors have been amazing research scientists for thousands of years. They have conducted systematic research over the years and determined different ways to increase health within our tribal communities. And then these have been transmitted to future generations through our stories and through our social patterns and ways of being and the ways of being healthy with one another. And so in my work, I work with tribal communities in identifying what are those practices and stories that have kept them healthy today? So instead of going with a deficit approach about, you know, what are the harms, what are the barriers to health alone, we stop back and think, what are those original instructions that keep you healthy?
Read the manual. When all else fails,
exactly.
Read the manual.
Right. That's exactly right. And through partnering together equally, I draw a lot from community-based participatory research framework, which I know you've talked about before. And our tribal partners, we identify what's working. What are those stories that have kept the tribes healthy? What are those practices that have been researched and come up? For instance, when we talk about the new epigenetic lines of research, in which we know the Dutch famine, that resulted in many people having a higher incidence of chronic diseases. And we're talking about cross-generation. So there's been some research in that area. Among our tribal communities, there's always been stories about keeping pregnant women healthy and happy and not stressing them out. So that's one of our teachings as we go through the process. Some other stories are about making sure there's a happy, healthy family around the child and make sure it's a positive environment around the child. And through some of the National Institute of Health drug abuse research, we find that twins, when they're separated at birth, those that have been raised in a supportive, healthy family, despite maternal trauma, gestational trauma that may have occurred, are just fine. However, the twin that was raised in a family that was not as supportive may be at higher risk for substance use. So as we move through, we see that the tribal communities have had these stories and ways of being that have kept them healthy. And in my work, I've worked with several communities, and I'll just highlight a couple of those and how we've been able to take those stories and maintain health in the tribal community today and encourage health in those tribal communities. So one would be at the Choctaw Nation, which is my tribe. And growing up, I have some insider information, and as well as working with our tribal community members and elders. But we know that there is a high incidence of obesity. And across the nation, American Indians are 1.6 times more likely to suffer from obesity. There is also a very high incidence of childhood obesity that is growing instead of leveling off, as with other communities across the U.S. So we identified that having a healthy family environment could be productive in reducing childhood obesity. But most notably, there's also substance use issues that were coming up. Prescription drug misuse has risen as a concern of the tribe, as well as some other substances. But they know the majority of the tribal community is healthy and does not use substances. And so we've worked together to identify what maybe keeping people healthy and avoiding substances. And we've developed a health promotion framework model. And in that, we've returned to our original instructions or teachings from our ancestors to remain healthy. We've developed a curriculum around that. And we utilize a wilderness experience therapy as well. And I work with Dr. Karina Walters. This has been a project we've worked on for the, I would say, at least 4 years now, if not longer. And we have received NIH R01 funding for this. And basically, we take a group of women out, because in our culture, we're maternal, and we go and we rewalk the Trail of Tears, because our work has really surrounded transforming the narrative of trauma into one of hope and resilience. And through that transformation of that narrative and thinking of ourselves as future ancestors for tomorrow, we found that's been successful in reducing a lot of the risky behaviors that lead to both substance use and what we call food addiction.
That is powerful, to take such a traumatic experience and turn it around and say, we're going to face this head on. There will be no denial. We're going to face this head on. And that it can have such a positive experience. That's astonishing. Very powerful.
Yeah, that's been very exciting. We've been working closely with the health clinic in doing so. So it's out of the box type of a health intervention. We're not in the medical clinic. It is a randomized controlled trial. But we are literally rewalking across Arkansas to Oklahoma while we're implementing the curriculum with the women.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's a very exciting project.
That's amazing. When you build networks with indigenous communities around the world and you try to share some of the insights and some of the things that you find are working, are you discovering that native practices, life ways, belief systems are similar across tribal people, or do you run into a place where what works for one tribe is forbidden by another, for example, where you've got some conflict at all?
Oh, I think that's a great question, and it often arises when I work with different tribal communities. I think one of the projects we're trying to determine this is with the Intertribal Talking Circle, and it's another NIH, National Institute of Drug Abuse funded project. It's a R01 randomized controlled trial, and basically we're testing if you can take a talking circle intervention developed with the tribal community in Oklahoma, implement that in several locations across the U.S., one being here in Minnesota, among American Indian youth, to determine if it deters substance use. Now, Dr. John Lowe, who's initially conducted studies on this intervention, has found that it is significant in reducing substance use for tribal youth in Oklahoma. And now through this project over the years, we're going to determine if we could take the basic framework, implement it here as well as with the North Carolina community, and see if it's doable and if it has the same effect. Overall, there are indigenous frameworks for health that imply that we have some basic ways of addressing health, basic ways of interrelating with one another. And we're wondering if we can tweak those just a little bit. Can we then implement the models and make it more culturally specific to the tribe, at the same time have an overall indigenous framework that is beneficial?
It would seem, because of course of my vast experience as a radio announcer, that I would know these things. But it would seem that if you've got of powerful, detailed framework in place, that you could give it to different tribal communities and they would be able to adjust in little ways to make it more specific themselves.
Yes, and that is exactly what we're doing. We're letting the tribal communities meet and adjust it according to their cultural traditions and information.
Fascinating. Oh, I wish we had more time to talk about this. This series does tend to do that. There are so many more questions that come up, but thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Dr. Michelle Johnson Jennings, our guest this morning, as we continue our series called Journey of Wellness in Indian Country. She's a tenure-track faculty at the College of Pharmacy at the University of Minnesota, and she's also the founding co-director of the Research for Indigenous Community Health.